know that there's a lot of students that don't know about things that are going on in regards to sustainability and the sustainability movement. And we feel that, you know, a lot of people just need to be educated, whether it's about recycling, larger national events like fracking, just small behavioral changes you can make, like bringing your own bag, riding your bicycle if you're only going a few blocks, those types of things. We're just trying to make it a little easier to get that information for people.
That's Carolina Proudfoot with the University of Arkansas Student Sustainability Council. On Monday, October 3rd, the Student Sustainability Council set up a table outside the Arkansas Union to raise awareness about the U of A's No Impact competition and to offer tips to help students reduce their impact on the earth. The No Impact competition is open to all University of Arkansas students, faculty, and staff and goes until October 15th. Director of Campus Sustainability, Nick Brown, explains.
No Impact Competition is an event that we're holding this fall on the UA campus. The effort intends to provide a measurement or a metric for your overall environmental impact. It's based largely on defining your greenhouse gas footprint.
Participants in the No Impact competition can determine their greenhouse gas footprint by using a calculator provided by the Office of Campus Sustainability on their website at sustainability.uark.edu. The calculator determines one's greenhouse gas footprint by looking at factors such as monthly electric, natural gas, and water use, pounds of weekly trash, recycling, and compost, and yearly transportation emissions. The lower your score, the lower your footprint will be. Participants can gain offsets to help lower their score.
To do the best we can, given that we know we're going to make some negative environmental impacts, we provide offsets. Some of those are environmental, purely environmental. So those would be things like planting and tending an organic garden or a garden with low impact, low inputs. Planting trees, either seedlings or saplings, and then caring for those. Joining in volunteer efforts in parks and stream cleanups and those kinds of things. And then making contributions to the community in the form of volunteerism to social organizations as well as to environmental organizations.
Students living on campus are more likely to have a lower greenhouse gas footprint than off-campus students, faculty, and staff. Brown says this is because on-campus students occupy less space and therefore use less energy. Students with the lowest footprint are likely to live in Humphrey's dorm because it is not air-conditioned. Office for Campus Sustainability Project Coordinator Jordan Shonda.
I thought it was interesting that the LEED certified dorms on campus like Maple Hill and Northwest Quads had almost 10 times the greenhouse gas emissions as Humphreys did. They made an attempt to be more environmentally friendly by building these buildings as LEED certified, but the increased amenities and space itself led to higher emissions. Those are the most expensive dorms on campus, which means that maybe those people have more electronics, more stuff that they're plugging in, that kind of stuff. So just there's lots of things to think about.
An award ceremony for the lowest impact individuals on the U of A campus will be held October 27th. Colin Bevan, the author of the book No Impact Man, will present the awards to the competition winners. For more information, sustainability.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.